Businesses of all sizes choose Avalara to automate their sales tax compliance. Avalara's technology simplifies the process with real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing. Find out how Avalara can help your business at avalara.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, August 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Millions of small businesses have gotten some much-needed cash from the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. But many more who applied through a similar SBA program are still waiting for the funds to come through.
This program was originally designed for much smaller problems, disasters, you know, hurricanes and earthquakes. So the SBA did not have the capacity to process millions of applications.
So what does the SBA have to say about the delay? Our reporter Yuka Hayashi will tell us what's going on after the break.
Support for WSJ Podcasts comes from Facebook. 3 months from now, 45% of the small businesses we love may not survive. Places like Cape and Cowell in Oakland, California. It's where locals let their geek flags fly, where everyone feels part of the club, and where the community is served through charities, food drives, and events that bring people together. It's proof that when you buy small, you buy into something bigger. If you need help or can offer it, visit facebook.com/supportsmallbusiness. This message is brought to you by Facebook.
A Small Business Administration program that's meant to provide disaster relief was retooled to offer loans to businesses hurt by the pandemic. But a lot of businesses are still waiting on those funds. Our reporter Yuka Hayashi is here to explain. So Yuka, a lot of these businesses caught up in this. They've been in need of cash for almost 6 months now.
That's right. A lot of businesses, millions of businesses have actually gotten money, but there are still a lot of them who are still waiting for assistance. The Small Business Administration has had two main loan programs. One is called the Paycheck Protection Program, which is a bigger, more well-known program. They also have a program called Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. This program has had a lot of issues since its launch, including delays, issues with communications with applicants, serious concerns about fraud warned by the Inspector General.
Now, it's the Economic Injury Disaster Loans, or EIDL program, that's at issue here. What's the difference between that and the Paycheck Protection Program?
There are various differences, but the biggest difference, I would say, is that the PPP has banks issuing loans to businesses. The EIDL program is administered by the government itself, and the SBA issues loans directly to businesses.
Yeah, well, no matter where the funds are coming from, this has got to be a painful process for businesses.
That's right. The delays with the EIDL program had to do with the fact that the SBA is the one that issues loans. And this program was originally designed for much smaller problems, disasters, you know, hurricanes and earthquakes. So the SBA did not have the capacity to process millions of applications that just flooded in during the pandemic. So the SBA really had to ramp up very, very quickly in order to catch up with the demand.
How much money has the EIDL program given out so far?
It has issued more than 3.6 million loans, totaling $188 million. In addition to that, the SBA also sent out about $20 billion in grants, free money, to close to 6 million businesses.
Do we know how much loan money is tied up that hasn't gotten into the hands of businesses?
It's not very clear, but there is a recent survey by a big business advocacy group called the National Federation of Independent Business that showed that about one in five businesses have not heard from the SBA about the status of their applications, even though they submitted their applications a while ago.
So what kind of answers are businesses getting from the SBA regarding the delays?
It has been a pretty frustrating experience for a lot of business owners. things have gotten much better since around mid-June, but until then, there were a lot of applicants for loans who waited for months without getting updates from the SBA. In recent weeks, the SBA says that they have made a lot of improvements. And they do say that the reason why some people still may be waiting is because the applicants themselves may not have responded to requests for more information or responding to a final step to accept the loans.
Now, the SBA needed to outsource the loan distribution process, and the way they did that has come under fire. Was that done during the pandemic?
After a very busy hurricane season in 2017, SBA signed a pretty small contract worth $10 million with a small contractor called RER Solutions. That contract came in very handy for the SBA during the pandemic. By modifying that contract, SBA was able to issue a large amount of contract to this company. And this company had as its subcontractor actually a very big company, a company called Rocket Loans, which is an affiliate of Quicken Loans, which is the country's largest mortgage lender.
And there was also quite a bit of concern raised about the possibility of Rocket Loans using the personal data of loan applicants to try to sell them, you know, other kinds of loans or other products. What does the SBA say about that?
So the SBA says that it has rules in place that prevents Rocket Loans from using the data in ways that are unauthorized. The SBA also says that as long as the project is over, the data will be destroyed.
And hasn't the slowdown in loan distribution caught the eye of some members of Congress?
This program had various issues from the very beginning. The most serious one is the delays and also a lack of communications between the SBA and loan applicants. So some applicants had to wait for months, almost 3 months, without getting updates from the SBA. So there have been two congressional hearings just to discuss those issues.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Yuka Hayashi. Yuka, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.